Simon Kufnan Dalad. We're still in Sivav. We're looking at Mishabura Sukkot and Lamed Aleph. Long Mishabura over here. So the.
I'm sorry, which Mishabura was it?
Lamed Aleph.
Lamed Aleph.
Page 84. So the Ramot said the following. The Peruches, in his example, the Peruches only have a Kedusha Beis HaKnesses, because we don't use them for direct contact with the Sefer Torah. And the clenches which you hang on them only have Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. You can't lower the Kedusha down. And they hand these pieces of wood, which they would indicate, they would write on them the Kriya. I'm not sure what it means. They would hand out like the Aliyah cards or something of that sort, or they put up a sign on the wall where the Kriya is. So they'd make numbers. They'd take this wood and make a number out of it, you know, announce the page. So the page announcer doesn't have any Kedusha. Surprise, surprise, okay? Shenim Kedusha. They weren't used in any way to beautify anything. Just people shouldn't make a mistake. So you put up something there which is decorate the basic nesses. That's part of Kedusha's basic nesses. This is to tell you what page number we're on. That's not part of Kedusha's basic nesses. And they were taking it from Kedusha's basic nesses and down is problematic. I don't know exactly the mitzvahs of what this thing was. They had it used for simon. I don't know what they did with it exactly. But al kaponim, making it into a yad, which we used to. So maybe it's like this. The hand which we used to point to the place, if it's not done in a way which beautifies the Sefer Torah, it doesn't get a kedusha. But if it does, so it's Tashish Kedusha. So, body mutter also semi clones. Fine, okay. That's what it means. Okay.
Even if it wasn't Lanoi, wouldn't it be like for the Sefer? I mean, Shamash Sefer Torah, I mean, it wouldn't touch it, I guess.
It doesn't touch it. It says it's just their Shalitu. It says they shouldn't get confused. So it's not a Shemesh to the Sefer Torah. That's what the first, what it is. Okay. Ezer Sefer Chassidim, Simon Tav Kuvlam, Tav Kuvlam, hey. So if you have a Sefer Torah, which it deteriorated. Eventually, what they did was they took out a whole Urias, a whole section of the Sefer Torah of the cloth, and they wrote it once. So now you have this Urias of the Sefer Torah, which it's no longer part of the Sefer Torah. It's possible. So where are you going to store it? He says, you want to store it in the Oren Kodesh. He says, you can't do that because the Oren Kodesh is designated for Sefer Torah. It's not a Sefer Torah anymore. Magen Rum calls it the Efshet Neshari Mishum that lay Bezim Asna lay. So the Magen Rum says, we can argue a different concept, which you said before, that when it's designated for the Sefer Torah, they had in mind to allow other this type of usage as well. Can't cause all your Rabbi B'Shem, Sherek Hesek Dela, Dunay Gam Laniach, B'Soich HaYiris P'Sulam. However, we have a chumash, so you can't do that. Not only that, you can't even put in. Let's say you had the navi on the cloth. Like a lot of shuls have. So you want to store them somewhere. You can't store them in the Oren Kodesh either because that's a rod of a Kedusha. It's designated for Sefer Torah usage, not for Navi usage.
If the Oren has Sfarim Kesherim, then it's doing what it's designed and intended for. So if somebody else will put it in there, that's why is that a Urena?
You can't use this for... If it's designated for... I can't say that when I have my bag which has tefillin, I'm holding the tefillin, I can put money in also, because since it's using it for the tefillin, so I can also use it for money. Right now, it's designated only to use for tefillin. I can't use it for anything else.
I understand how you're looking at it, but I'm asking about the other viewpoint.
But do you agree with the
I agree.
That you can't put money into the tefillin bag?
That's one perspective, but what about the other viewpoint? this bag is doing what it's intended to do.
I understand, but if it's designated for kedusha purposes, you're not allowed to use it for anything else. That's part of the kedusha. The definition of kedusha is a limited designation.
Oh, so you're saying that it's because not just to hold the tefillin, but not to hold anything else.
Right.
But what if, let's say, you wanted to put in money that you know you're going to use for tzedakah into the tefillin bag?
Again, you have to define the word tefillin bag.
Okay,
but the tefillin bag, which is only the bag which you actually put your tefillin in,
right,
and you don't put anything else in there, but tefillin, you may not put anything else in there.
Not even tzedakah money.
Right. You want to put your talis bag, it's a different story. You want to put your tefillin bag, it's a problem. Now,
you can carry this over.
But I'm not sure I understand that, because, tzedakah is connected to all the mitzvahs.
It's a mitzvah, it's not kedusha.
This
is a kedusha issue.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a sefer Torah that's possible,
right,
but we keep it in the yard. So I understand it's possible one year is possible, but you can read from other parashas from that sefer Torah. But the week that parasha is being laid, that sefer Torah is completely unusable. So maybe we shouldn't have that in the yard.
Well, it's a fair question. I mean, he's saying the minhag was to put even a separate urea in there, and the separate seed said it's usher. So his answer is there's lay best in master. When they set it up, they put it to an eye that you may do that.
But that's sort of a cop out to me.
Okay. But a sefer Torah, which is puzzle, I mean, we saw before that the definition of puzzle from the Rambam and others, that the it doesn't lose its kedusha sefer Torah, mm-hmm, because it's only an issue of you can't read from it. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's not, you know, it's not, it's because anyway, our sefer Torah, we don't have a, we, you know, Rama says, Rama holds you can't even read from it, you know what I'm saying, but it doesn't lose its kedusha sefer Torah. But the problem is you take urea out of the sefer Torah, it loses its kedusha. Okay.
It's moed the kedusha then?
When you take your urea out.
Urea has level kedusha, and you're saying you take the urea out and it's a lower.
Right.
I thought you can't lower
it. I'm just saying it's not a sefer Torah anymore. It's not part of a sefer Torah anymore.
But it's less kedusha. It's less kedusha.
I don't know, less kedusha. It wasn't designated for that purpose. He calls it the Harada Kedusha. That's a fair question. I'm not sure why.
And the Kohen Gadol doesn't go down either. Right? That's your Shuach Muhammad, right? I mean.
Yeah.
What? Muhammad?
No, I'm saying that nothing ever goes down in kedusha once it's reached the level.
Now, Warana Bani Bachai Lefiam of Warla Basiv Gim about God, the issue of Rak Kedusha is basically necessary. In the case where the Orm wasn't a fancy Orm with a separate frame to it, it was just they left a section in the wall open and they just stuck it in there. That is not a separate kedusha. That's part of the shul. So it would not be problematic to put a chumash in there. You put it into the Oren, so you have a problem that you're using the Oren to hold the Nair, which you're not allowed to use an Oren to hold the Nair. Even though you're putting them in there, the symbolism of all the Sefer Torah out, the Torah is a Nair. So he raises that question. Now, Pasha would be the same issue of putting a chumash in. And some people have a minute that when they take out the Simchat Torah, they take all the Simchat Torah, they put a chumash inside. So the Taz would find that problematic. You can't put a chumash inside an Oren Kodesh. You've seen that minute, right? Yeah. Right? Now, Kedusha the Oren Hudavka Kashoyzim Masur Kishia Kavul Oilam. It gets the full Kedusha of the Oren if you made it. The intention was to maintain it as such. Well, to fill in this yashin ha'orin, then even if it wears out, you have to take a new one. So you can't use it for anything else because it was designated to be an orin. If the chila you made the orin as a temporary orin, so you're building a new shul. You couldn't afford to make a nice fancy orin. So meanwhile, you made this box to hold the sefer Torah until you're able to get something of greater quality. So once you make the new one, you never made this kaddish beyond that time. So now you can use it for other purposes, for example, to use it as a bookcase. Okay, Nudin. Also, lishtamish the sefer lahanasa. You cannot use a sefer, any sefer, for your benefit. For example, kagurin lahagin mifnecham. It's sunny outside. You hold the sefer up to block the sun. So using the chumash to block the sun coming in, that shouldn't be on your face. So you can't do that. You want to block it, the guy's looking, so you put it up and you do your thing behind the safer so he can't see what you're doing. Fine. So, you know, I'm learning, and the table's a little below. I want to raise the safer up a little bit, so I put another safer under it. So I'm using the safer to help me learn. But on the other hand, that's my benefit. So is that proper or not? So he says, yesh lahatir. So he says, yesh lahatir, because this is actually a machlokes. And later on, he does raise the question whether that's mutter or not. But if it's there already and sitting there, you didn't pull it there for that purpose. It's sitting there. You want to put another one on top of it, that you're allowed to do.
So hold on. And this is something that come up. I've had this discussion. Let's say you want to build yourself, quote unquote, a shtender out of, let's say, sidurim, and put your sitter on top of the other sidurim so that it's easier for you to read the sitter. When you don't really have a critical real shtender there, so you simply use a stack of sidurim and you put your sitter on top of those other sidurim. Is would that also fit into what we just said here?
Theoretically, yeah.
And you're saying that it's a machlokas, so it's not obvious that you can or cannot.
Well, if the pile is there, you want to put your sitter on top. It's mutter. The issue is if there's no pile there, you want to make the pile in order to be able to put your sitter there or bring the pile there to put your sitter on top. That's a machlokas.
Machlokas.
Yeah. So over here, the Mishnah Berurah says Yesh Lahat. Later on, in he talks about it again. He brings Machlokas, and he just leaves it as much. He seems to say it's better not to.
Why?
Use other sorum to raise you up your safer to learn. Now, because Hashem is a rachas al safer shalomid boy. So you're learning, and the sun is coming out to your sefer, and it's very bright, and it's difficult to learn. In that situation, yesh lahakel b'malkam atchak lahagel b'sefer achar liyosit letzeil kimish en oisil lahanosay. He's doing it for the purpose of learning, because it's some way preventing the learning. So that is not for my personal hanot to be able to benefit the learning. So if you have no other option, he's being makel. Now one of the questions which comes along these lines is sleeping on your sefer. So you're not to sleep on a sefer. If you fell asleep on the sefer, you can't put your head down on the sefer. It's more comfortable than the table, you know. So, but that's being mishdamish of the sefer.
I take it that means you can't use the safer as, let's say, a pillow.
Obviously. Now, the one of the questions comes up is, you know, your person like sort of like leaning on the safer to learn it. So you're putting your elbows on it, something like that. Also, something which the person should not be doing. Like started kudush al safer, shakudush adayin ain but kedusha. So they would get blank paper and they would then write lines in it and then write their divrei Torah on it. So when you put the notebook on the sefer, there's no divrei Torah on it yet. So you're just preparing it for that purpose. So you can't do that. Shekudosh adayin ein b'kedusha. Well, kishkavar kosov alav divrei Torah. If the kodesh already has divrei Torah on it, yesh lahakol imhu letzarech. So you can put it on if letzarech. I nichud dreisim shaloi nichtavu bom divrei Torah the sefer.
What is tzarech?
What would tzarech be? The pasuk of tzarech be for learning purposes. I'm assuming that's what he means.
You have to put lines on sidurim.
If you want to write your notes.
Hey, you want to write notes? Fine.
Right. So you want to write notes. So
I thought we already said that. All right.
No, he's saying you shouldn't do it. If it's a brand new kundras, you can't do that. If it's already been used partially, kundras is a notebook. So the part you already did return on the notebook, so the notebook is now has kedusha to it. Right, so if I need to make some more lines to write some more divrei Torah, I could do that. However, to put the kundras, which is not been used for divrei Torah yet, with a modern version that would be storing pieces of paper in the back of your gemara, so you have paper to write notes on. They're blank paper. So blank paper doesn't have kedusha. You can't use the sefer to store it. You shouldn't do the material with sefer below shum davar. You can't use the sefer to store anything. You can't use the sefer to write. You write in the front cap, from the front cover. You want to write down some information, which is some numbers, whatever it is. Then we're learning. Well, you're going to test out the kumis. You can't do that. Now. So when they would bind the sworn,
can't even store divrei Torah.
They didn't say that. They said you can't store blank paper. When they would bind it, so within the binding, a lot of times what they do was besides the cover, they put in some old worn-out pieces of pages to give it some strength. So the binder takes some old svarim, rips out their pages, and uses them as part of the binding of this sefer. So that's also to do. You have to be moich against them. Okay. So if you're damaging kisvei kodesh, you're causing them to be damaged. And it's live in the Torah. I feel him normal the Zor Shal Yimchuk Shema Tapis. You be careful that when you put it in such a way that's not going to erase any of the words. Prat Hashemus and very specifically the names of Hashem. Akabadim whom are reading Miktushas and Buasu Isser Gomer. So moving them from being functioning as a sefer that you learn from into being the part of the binding of another sefer, that's considered harada mikdusha, and that's asur to do. There is a tshuva for Moshe.
Two parts, one sefer that you learn.
What?
From the part of one sefer that
you took it from a sefer. It was a sefer which is being used to learn from, and now you're taking those pages because it's worn out and using it as the paper inside the binding. Now there is a tshuva for Moshe. Moshe says if you have paper which you designated for the purpose of writing divrei Torah on, you want to have them available to make sure that you're able to write your divrei Torah. So he holds that that's mutter. Because that's not, since they're designated for the purpose of learning of this sefer. So I can't store paper in my Gemara to have available because I want to write chidushim on Siddur. But I could, if it's going to facilitate learning this Gemara, I want to be able to take notes of what I'm learning and I want to have the paper available. So he held that was mutter. Okay. Sif Zion. Habima. So not we call the bima we usually refer to the shulchan, but the shulchan aruch uses the bima as the platform, and what's on the platform is the shulchan, kisei, whatever he calls it, that you would actually put the sefer Torah on. The bima was the platform. The bima pirsh makom gavoya kugan bima shayu oisim lamelech. They would make for the melech when he would read the hakel. They'd make a platform for the melech to be high up. People should be able to hear him. So it's kedusha is the level of kedusha basic nesses. It's part of the shul. Even though you're going to read from the Torah there, la melech la mebeis. So you carry the Torah a law bisman hakel. Within b'mimah shalom shemir a law ba'oiches say the Torah our bima which we use as the platform to stand on to lean. So the laying is on the shulchan. So the bima has kedusha basic nesses, not more than that.
What's the beam or not the shem?
We use the word bima in a very unspecific way, very general way, to refer to the shulchan. But the language over here, the bima means the platform. Like, you know, some shuls, they have a raised platform that they lay in from. That's called the bima. The platform is the bima. The shulchan is the shulchan on the bima. Okay. Sifches, ha'orin m'chomash oisim l'sefer Torah. The halacha is that when you made them originally, you can make a tanai l'chadchila that you're not limiting its usage only to the Sefer Torah, and therefore you want to use it for other purposes, and then it's mutter. But it can't be something which would be considered disrespectful to the Sefer Torah. Now, Hagav Noigel Lehonus become a Noz Midivre Kedusha. We end up, the people are accustomed to allow themselves to get benefit from these elements of items of Kedusha. Going, for example, Mitbichos Shal Swarim, Shulchan Shabes Aknesis, Umilim Shas Hefer Torah. They use the cover of the Swarim, or the people lean on the Shulchan, put things on the Shulchan. So the question is, why is that? The these are designated for Kedusha. You can't use them for other things. Because of time, so the Ramos says that the explanation which is given is the following. Rishum the Kiman Shinogu came. Now that became that's the standard procedure. And we have surely Zohar. It's almost impossible to prevent people from doing this. In other words, Mishabur is going to point out, if the situation is in a private home where the person who's the owner of the Sefer Torah and you know has these other items there has the power to tell people don't touch, and people will listen because it's his house, so then we don't have this argument. In a case where it belongs, it's in a shul, people are accustomed to use it, there's no way you're going to stop people from using it. So then we say a sort of leib bezin masa leim mikara kreshal yivar b'nei adam l'dei takol. We assume that the Bezdin had in mind that to make this Tanai, even though they didn't, because there's an outside, we don't want people to do something which is improper. So we say that, and we know Tanai works. So we say the standard has now become the expectations you're building, you're making it with this condition that you can use for other purposes. Even though they have not expressly been master, it has the equivalent halakhic status as if they were. Yes, mobile tonight. Says Lama Gimel. Hainu kashistu b'tchilas asiyosoi shemur to lishamash boy. When you made it, you made this tonight. Michal ben lizman shemur to lishamash boy lachas boy or achalkat. The tonight works both when it's with the Sefer Torah or afterwards. The field of chol However, to use it for something which would be insulting or degrading to the Sefer Torah, that you can't do. We actually zar. V'ayim chumas adeshin the muchasham the zel davka bebeisak thesis. I will love the Sefer Torah shayochid shal yeshlo bebeisak. But the Sefer Torah, which is in a person's home, where he has control and he can prevent people from doing it, other things. So we're not going to say this heter. So that's the Shumas Adeshin. Now, the Mishnah, the Bir Locha, in the next Siv, is going to talk about it could be as a master works even for Sefer Torah Shal Yochid. And the Bir Locha in Chenoigim is in the next Siv. So he seems to say that this idea that a Yochid is different is not necessarily so. Masalei Mikor, Bezin has intent that when it's originally made, Bezin is putting this condition on it. Zach Mashavur, Min Hagel Hakel. This is only true. Like Bezin Masa wasn't that it doesn't have Kedusha. It has Kedusha, but with the condition I'm still allowed to do X. Well, I want to do Y now. Can't do Y. Well, some people do Y, maybe. But we can't assume there's automatic condition for that for Y. X, everybody does. There's a Leib Bezin Masa. You know, they didn't actually make it tonight. It's like they made it tonight. Lamed Zayin. Mitzayim Mitzrum Sadeshen and Chatzik Eliyashu Ksas Masha Ein Ha'olam Nishar. So the Trum Sadeshen says, listen, I'm saying, listen, I see, I know that it's us. I know that we do this. And the only thing, only way I can explain it is Lei Bezim Master. He's not saying I really believe, I'm happy about the whole thing. And now we say Lei Bezim Master, everything is mutter. He still would prefer people shouldn't do it. He's saying, you know, we have to explain with because we have no other way to explain. This is probably what's happening. So therefore, when a person donates something, like his bar, they really should expressly, specifically make the Sinai. Then we're fine. But if they didn't make the Sinai, and that's already been used, and you have to assume, well, probability there was a Tanai L'Chadchila. Okay, maybe, and yeah, maybe no. So better that we should try to avoid that situation. Tess. Hamistad and Sefer Torah Menichem and Tochos Beis HaKnesses. Mutal Yishtamash Behem Kol Sefer B'Sefer. Yudas Kul and Hukdashu. So they brought covers for the Sefer Torah. They didn't necessarily have all of them covered at one time. And they use the different covers to take out each Sefer Torah as they use it. So we say we assume that they had in mind that the covers could be used any Sefer. Avol, Hamanichim Abesom, Machakach Magdishin, the person first brings it to his home, puts the cover onto the Sefer Torah, and then donates it as a unit. It was made for that sefer. It was used for that sefer. You can't switch it to a different sefer Torah. But some say it's mutter, because the mice, you're not lowering it from Kedusha. So we have this machlokes before. The issue is the main Ma'al Mekadosh, Merid Mekadosh. You're allowed to go up, you can't go down. What about parallel? So we had Mechoikas before where the parallel was Mutter. So if you hold parallel is Mutter, so one Sefer Torah turns another Sefer Torah is Mutter. If you hold it, it's only Mutter to exchange it to go up. I can't even use it for another Sefer Torah, unless I would make it tonight. But it was given for this Sefer Torah. I can't use it for something else. The Ramah says that the Mechaber brings two opinions, but once you say we'll assume it's Leibes and Masna, anybody should do it a Veira, so this make a Tanai, that they're making a Tanai that you can use for other purposes. So then, obviously, you may use it for another Sefer Torah. So, if a person is being misnadev, a person is gifting the Sefer Torah together with these mitpachos, so he said he didn't mean that specific, that use only for that Sefer. He might say he's mustn't use for other things. For sure, if the Gizborim went out and bought it, they probably bought it like that. But if they first brought it home, and they put it on, the cover on at home, and now you want to switch the first opinion says you can't go equal, you must go up. Some say at least you're not going down. So the Ramah's argument is, listen, even if you say the first opinion is right, and normally exchanging across is osur, you must go up. But there's a new variable over here of Lei Bezim Masna, which takes care of that problem. So you look at the Berlocha, it says Lei Bezim Masna. So the question which you're going to have is, what about Sefer Torah Shayochin? Okay. The Mishnah, the Berlocha, the Fimash, the Mishnah, 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 b'shem b'chumas adeshin. The Sefer Torah sheyachid sheyesh to beis ein shach lebez amasta. According to the chumas adeshin, that you don't say lebez amasta on something which is a privately owned sefer, because they're not taking responsibility for that. So, if you can hachak keep b'shem beis in his kaddish mikvarim mitpachas the Sefer Torah zul. Kadam sheyitzchol the Sefer Torah. You already designated that this cover is a cover, and then you donated it. So by the time you're marked, it already was designated. So, like this. In a case where a person purchased the Sefer Torah, and then he used it at home, he kept it at home, such 1 year, 20 years later, he wants to give it to donate to shul. And he has a mantle on the Sefer Torah. Well, he had the intent to use it for other Sforim. No, he didn't. Besson didn't make any tonight. He didn't make any tonight. But if the Chachil, he made it with intent to give it over. So, as much as there's a lay Besson Master on the ones which are made directly for the Tiber, so the same thing was made, hold on his house, but with the plan to give it over, so the designation of... he meant all of this. We assume he meant knowingly that once you put in a shul, it might be used on the Sforim as well, and he allowed that. Okay.
I mean, other Sforim.
You're changing the mitzvahs from one Sefer to another.
Other Sefer
Torah? Other Sefer Torah, yeah. Okay. You're a regular Nechah Torah to Sefer Torah. So somebody here with this great idea, we have a kester for the Sefer Torah, or put it on the chazan's head, or the person who's there to get Siyam HaTorah, we call it Chazan Torah. So there's a minute to put it on the Chazan Torah's head. It's designated to use as Tashmish Kedusha for the Sefer Torah. It's there to beautify the Sefer Torah. It's the crown on the Sefer Torah. You're doing it after the Torah that we finish the Sefer Torah. Rosh Hashanah, the Alma law, you can't put it on a Chosson's head. Gets an Aliyah. Sorry, Chosson, not Chosson. A Chosson. Sheinah the Masa Batorish. Shein Tashrish Kedusha the Chovet Sefer Torah. Shein Mishamash on the head of the Chovet Atzmon. We didn't assume that any such tonight. That if you want to, a personal individual wants to use it for his own benefit, that he made it tonight for that. If he made it tonight, he made it tonight. But if you make it, it's a Tash Mishchol, so he tells you back in Sivchas, we said even Tash Mishchol was much if you made it tonight. Okay. We can do this. Well, let's hold it here. So, Beis Hashem, next week Wednesday, which is Tzom Gedalia, Mashiach doesn't come. So, we're going to have Shir 8:30. We'll have Shir 8:30 tonight, in half an hour. So, we'll pick up from Sifri Dalev. And then Thursday will be regular. Okay.